Book 24. Peace. Meanwhile, Selenian Hermes summoned hence the spirits of the suitors. In his hand he held a wand, beautiful, made of gold, with which he charms to sleep the eyes of whom he will, while again, whom he will, he wakens out of slumber. With this he started them and led them forth. They followed gibbering after. As in a corner of a monstrous cave the bats fly gibbering when one tumbles from the rock out of the cluster as they cling together, so gibbering these move together. Protecting Hermes was their guide down the dank pathway. Past the ocean stream they went, past the white rock, past the portals of the sun and land of dreams, and soon they reached the field of asphodel where spirits dwell, specters of worn-out men. Here they came upon the spirit of Achilles, son of Peleus, and of Patroclus, too, of gallant Antilochus, and of Ajax, who was first in beauty and in stature of all the Danaans after the gallant son of Peleus. These formed a group around Achilles, to whom approached the spirit of Agamemnon, son of Atreus, sorrowing. Around thronged other spirits of men who by his side had died in the house of Aegisthus, and there had met their doom. And the spirit of the son of Peleus first addressed him. O son of Atreus, throughout your life we said you were exceeding dear to Zeus the Thunderer, beyond all other heroes, because you were the lord of those mighty men there in the land of Troy, where we Achaeans suffered. Yet all too early you were doomed to meet fell fate, which no one that is born avoids. Oh, would that in the pride of your full power, there in the land of Troy you had met death and doom. Then would the whole Achaean host have made your grave, and for your son in after days a great name had been gained. Now you must be cut off by an inglorious death. Then said to him the spirit of the son of Atreus, Fortunate son of Peleus, godlike Achilles, who died at Troy afar from Argos. Around you others fell, the Trojans and Achaeans, bravest sons, battling because of you. While in a cloud of dust, proud, you lay proudly, all your horsemanship forgotten. All through the day we battled and never would have stopped our fighting, had Zeus himself not stopped us with a storm. And after we had borne you to the ships from out the fight, we laid you on a bier and washed your comely body with warm water and with oil. The Danaans standing round you shed many burning tears and cut their hair. Out of the sea came forth your mother with the immortal sea nymphs when she heard the tale, while over the water ran a wondrous wail. A secret trembling fell on all the Achaeans. Then all had hastened off and boarded the hollow ships, if one had not detained them who was wise in ancient lore, Nestor, whose counsel had before been proved the best. He with good will addressed them thus and said, Hold, Argives, do not flee, you young Achaeans. It is his mother coming from the sea with the immortal nymphs to look on her dead son. By these his words the bold Achaeans were withheld from flight, while round you stood the daughters of the old man of the sea, lamenting bitterly, and in immortal robes they clad your body. Meanwhile the Muses, nine in all, with sweet responsive music sang your dirge. Then not an Argive could we see, but was in tears, the piercing song so moved them.